Hey there. Welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson. That's Nathan Fox. Together, we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, The Thinking LSAT Podcast.
The Thinking LSAT Podcast. Yes. Okay. We have an email here from Staff Sergeant Edmonds.
Gentlemen, should we take the 3-section test or 4-section test when preparing for the LSAT? I know the LSAC is transitioning to the 4-section test. Your Daily Demon podcast told me this morning. But does it matter for prep purposes? The extra 35 minute is a drop in the bucket. I just need to know how to best prepare. P.S. I'll have a kick-ass personal statement coming your way very soon. Or sorry, your way soon. It sucks now, but I'm working on it. Have you ever read a personal statement from an outer space intelligence analyst for the United States Space Force? No? Just wait. Okay. The answer is no. I didn't know Space Force was a thing. I thought it was a joke. Is it real?
I have not read a personal statement from an outer space intelligence analyst, let alone one who works for the United States Space Force. And I cannot fucking wait to read Staff Sergeant Edmonds' kick-ass personal statement.
Okay, cool. Hey, back to this question, yes. 3-section versus 4-section. I think we need to clarify some things for people. First of all, the test these days is a 3-section test, which means you're going to see one logical reasoning section, one reading comprehension section, and one games section. But then they're going to add in an experimental section at some point, which doesn't affect your grade or your score at all, but they use that section to pretest future questions. So when you sit to take the test these days, it's going to be a 4-section test. But really what that is it's a 3-section test plus an experimental section. And you don't know which section that is, so you have to treat them all like they're legit. I just wanted to clarify because I think some people might be thinking about the old 4-section test that actually had 4 graded sections.
Right.
We're not talking about that. You do not need and should not do the old 4-section test because the balance of that test is different from the balance of the test today.
Yep.
That had 2 logical reasoning sections. They accounted for 50% of the test. That is not true now. Logical reasoning only accounts for 33% of the test or 1/3. So don't do the old full 4-section test.
Unless maybe you have like a specific weakness in logical reasoning and you just want to do extra logical reasoning sections. That's fine. But
But it's still weird.
It doesn't calculate. It shouldn't calculate into your score. No, the score, the 3 scored sections are what matters. If you want to do that experimental section, you certainly can. At our proctored tests that we do every weekend for Demon Premium and Demon Live subscribers, you can come take a test proctored, get a little nervous. It's good for you. We do 4-section tests there with the proctor. Yep. One of the sections doesn't count, just like the official test. And then we actually have a teacher there to review that test with you. So it's a very valuable class that we offer every weekend. And you do a full 4-section test that 3 of them actually count, which is replicating the actual test.
Yep.
So whether you should do 3-section tests or 4-section tests, what's your opinion? Do you care?
I don't care. I think that it's probably worthwhile to do a few or a couple 4-section tests before you take the official test so you have some clue of what the experimental section is, how it shows up randomly.
Come to our proctored tests on the weekends by all means. I mean, we're trying to replicate the real experience of the test as much as we can with these 4-section tests. And if you're the type of person who has test anxiety, then that can be good. It's like exposure therapy, right? You come to the thing, you get a little nervous, you do a 4-section test, then you learn as much as you can with our tutor. If you're just talking about doing tests on your own at home, just firing up a test in the Demon, for example, and doing a test, I don't care whether you do that experimental section or not.
It probably depends more on how much time you have that day and if you can review all those sections. In general, people probably don't have time to review carefully all 4 sections soon after the test, so probably favor the 3-section test.
Sure, yeah. But that said, as Staff Sergeant Edmonds helpfully points out, the extra 35 minutes really is just a drop in the bucket. And we use real LSAT sections for our experimental sections. We have explanations and videos and written explanations for all that shit anyway. So if you want to do the experimental, you can learn just as much from our experimental sections as you can from our other sections. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be wasted time at all. But if you are trying to squeeze it in or something, then okay, fine. Just do the three scored sections and that'll be fine.
Yeah. Either way works.
Cool.
Cool. If you have any questions or maybe exciting news about the United States Space Force, email daily@lsatdemon.com and we will try to answer your questions on the show. Thanks for listening. Thank you.